Number 116, Old Sacred Head Now Wounded. Old Sacred Head Now Wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded, with thorns thy only crown. How art thou pale with anguish, with sore abuse and scorn? How does that visage languish, which once was bright as morn? What thou, my Lord, hast suffered was all for sinners' gain. Mine was the transgression, but thine the deadly pain. Lo, here I fall, my Savior, 'tis I deserve thy place. Look on me with thy favor, thou save
to me thy grace.
Verse number 2 right there, what thou, my Lord, hast suffered was all for sinners' gain. You look at Isaiah 53 back there, the Bible talks about he was despised and rejected of men. Why? Because Jesus was a criminal? Is that why men despise him? Because he was some type of a loser? Because he always did things wrong to people? He always had to apologize? He was always making mistakes? No. For my transgressions, he was bruised for my iniquities, chastised for my peace. I love that part right there. Mine was the transgression, not his. But what did he get for my transgressions? He got my deadly pain instead. And so last night, AJ did a great job down there at the campfire talking to the older kids, and he preached on a passage out of Acts where Paul was before the king, and the king said to Paul, you know what, Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And what AJ did, he turned that thing around and said, you know what, just like Bob talked about, there's three people groups here today or here at this camp this week. There's folks that aren't saved that are going to need to get saved. There are Christians that are saved but aren't living right. And there's folks that are doing what they ought to do, and they want to take it to the next level. He said, that's kind of what we have the opportunity to say this week at camp. Almost, Bob. Almost you persuaded me to be a Christian. I felt stuff working in my heart. I felt God talking to me and dealing with me on the inside. But you know what? This is just a joke. I'm going to go back, and I'll be out of here in no time. And I'll be back to my own crowd, my own crew that I hang out with, and this stuff won't mean nothing to me. Or maybe you're a Christian here today, and you know you need to get right with God and work that thing out. Maybe you're at that spot right now. Almost, man, I really felt that conviction stirring up inside of me. I really felt that stuff becoming real to me, but you know what? I got to turn some music on as soon as I get out of here, and I'll be back to right where I was before. This stuff won't matter. Almost. You know what you ought to do? You ought to do like that second verse right there says, lo, here I fall, my Savior. You realize what Jesus Christ did for you. You submit yourself to him. You humble yourself to him. Thank God that he's still touching your heart, guys. Thank God that that heart is still tender enough for him to squeeze it and cause you to look at this thing. All right? Verse number 2 again. What thou, my Lord, hast suffered. What thou, my Lord, hast suffered was all for sinners' gain. Mine was the transgression, but thine the deadly pain. Lo, here I fall, my Savior, 'tis I deserve thy place. Look on me with thy favor, thou save to me thy grace. What language shall I borrow to thank thee, dearest friend? Is he your friend? For this thy dying sorrow, thy pity without end. Oh, make me thine forever, should I fainting be. Lord, let me live my life.